Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited to welcome back to our program best-selling author and playwright Tiffany L. Warren. She's always a great guest and always a person that you know when she releases a book it's going to be good. And I'm sure you guys are already saying that about her brand-new book, The Favorite Son. We're going to talk to Tiffany not only about the journey of being able to bring books like this to life, but what it's been like for her to entertain, as well as share some great messages along the way. Tiffany, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thank you. Thank you for having me back yet again. I want to thank you for being just a fixture. Like, I was, when you say over 10 years, I've been in publishing for 10 years. So
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's always great to be able to have guests like you on, Tiffany, for a couple of reasons. One, you're really good at what you do. I mean, you write some amazing books. And, you know, I think, again, as I said, The Favorite Son is another one of those that people will say that about you. But the other thing is about you is that you reach people where they are. And I want to kind of begin the conversation there, because that in itself is a gift, I believe, because whether it's through plays or through books, or even through giving back as you did, you know, one of the conversations we had on this program was about how you were there helping to mentor other authors. What has it been like for you to walk in your purpose, Tiffany, and to see, you know, the rewards that have come from doing that?
It is amazing to know what you're here for and, you know, what you're on this planet to do, and then to walk in that. I feel amazingly blessed that I found that out early. I think sometimes people don't learn that until later on in their journey. And so I feel very blessed that I have, you know, had this long career. And, you know, 10 years may not seem like a long time, but in publishing, it, you know, you can be here today and gone tomorrow. So I feel very blessed about that.
Yeah. You know, and I think the other thing is everyone has their own particular book of yours, Tiffany, that we love. Of course, you know, I remember my very first, you know, Tiffany L. Warren book, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of times people will reflect back on that as they think about you. You are, though, not only have you been in publishing for the amount of time that you have, Tiffany, but you've been consistent. And I think the key really for that has been is that you've been so authentic to yourself. That in itself in the world we live in is not an easy thing. But where has that come from? Where is that comfort level in your own skin? Where did that come from?
I think because when I write, it's not like I'm not trying to write to a genre or to write to a particular audience. You know, when I feel inspired to write a story, I write the story that's on my heart. And I know that may sound a little bit cliche, but it is so true. There have been times, you talk about consistency, there have been times in my career where I've said, you know, I could write this over here or I could write that. And I've, you know, try to do it, you know, sat down and say, I'm going to write, you know, fantasy, or I'm going to write the next, you know, young adult Twilight series or something like that. Mm-hmm. And really, I just try to stay authentic, because if I start writing something and there's no authenticity to it, I'm not going to put it out there, because I'm an avid reader and I respect the art, I respect the craft, and if I'm not feeling it, I'm not publishing it.
Right. Well, you know what? You bring up another great point, and that is this, Tiffany. Not only do you have other, you know, readers that are as eager as you are, you know, who love your work, you have other peers who are fans of your work. I mean, that does not always happen, where you're able to have other authors that have, you know, had success in their own right, you know, openly praise authors like yourself, but you're one of those authors that consistently get that. I mean, what is that like for you to hear from them about how much they enjoy your work?
Well, you know, it's overwhelming to me, because I'm such an avid reader and I'm a fan. So when I hear Victoria Christopher Murray say, you know, oh, my God, I think you're one of the best young writers out there, it floors me, because, you know, as artists, we are very critical of ourselves. So I always see something that I can improve on or that I wish I had done better. So when I hear that from my peers, and when they just – those words are so encouraging, because sometimes you feel a little bit insecure. I think with every new release, I'm like, okay, what are people going to think? And you have your fingers crossed, and, you know, sometimes it's good to get those the reviews from the, you know, major reviewing outlets, because they kind of let you know, okay, at least the major reviewers like it. So I have right. my fingers crossed. I'm like, okay, what is RT going to say, or what is Library Journal going to say? But that still doesn't let you know what the readers are going to say. And so you have that bit of apprehension with every new release. And I'm going to be honest, I have it with this one, because I'm touching on some very controversial type of subjects. And I have a strong Christian fiction base, and I'm hoping it's received. And but again, I don't write to what I think will be received. I write what I'm inspired to write.
Right. And I think if I can take that a step further, Tiffany, you write life. I think that
yeah.
that's why you have the diversity in the readership, men and women, that you do. You write what is life. And I think in doing that, you're able to really show that people of faith are not monolithic. People of faith don't all live the same, you know, the same life. And as well as people of faith deal with issues that we all as imperfect human beings deal with. You know, is that one mm-hmm. of the things that you hear the most from your readers, that your characters are them, your characters are us?
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things that I get, is I could relate to this character, or I could relate to someone here. My last book, I actually did a play based on The Replacement Wife. I did the play actually before I wrote the book. And the main character is struggling with grief. And I honestly had never had that type of grief. I haven't lost anyone in my life that close to me. And he lost a wife. And I remember a woman, and it was a very stressful performance, a lot of technical issues, there were a lot of drama. But I remember when we were greeting the people who came to the show, a woman came up to me in tears, and she was like, I just lost my husband 6 months ago, and this really spoke to me. And so I just feel like as long as I continue to get that kind of feedback, I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. Wow. And I think that is it. And I think that is the great thing about you as a storyteller, Tiffany. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program best-selling author and playwright Tiffany L. Warren. We're talking to her not only about the literary journey that has made her not only a respected author, but also what has made her one of those go-to people that we go to for not only great stories, but also great messages. We also will find that in her new book, The Favorite Son. We'll be telling you guys a little bit later how you can get that for yourself. But, you know, you mentioned, of course, going into this book. I think, you know, again, because you have showed the staying power that you have, Tiffany, there will be some people, let's just be honest, that will get it just because it's a Tiffany L. Warren book. And we all know that Tiffany gets it right. I mean, you have been one of those authors that gets it right. The other thing that I think is so true about this particular book is that you're going to pick up new readers. And I would imagine for an author that has to be in itself a great thing as well. You know, when you talk about writing what you wanted to write, though, I mean, do you find yourself looking at the world sometimes and saying, you know, how can I address this in my way?
All the time. I always tell people, you know, that's going in a book. Actually, somebody said something today. I said, you know, that is going in a book. So when I see things, or if I hear a sermon or come across a scripture verse that I really feel like, I just feel passionate about, you know, telling that story, I'm going to write it. And I think with this new release, I've been passionate about a lot of things that I've seen, and not so much passionate, but really grieved about a lot of what I've been seeing in the Christian community, and I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to address it. And that's just what I do. And I don't try to be controversial. I just try to, you know, write what I feel called on to write, and I feel it tugs on me. Like, I'll start an outline and put it to the side, and the story, it just calls me. So
right. Well, and I think, again, that's what makes you so good at what you do. So talk to us about the motivation for The Favorite Son. We're going to be telling our listeners a little bit later, Tiffany, how they can get the book. But, you know, what was it that kind of went into the inspiration behind the book?
Well, I love the music industry, and you'll see music as a backdrop and some of my books. I find it so intriguing and also very salacious and juicy, the things that go on behind the scenes in the music industry. And the gospel music industry is no stranger to those types of dramatic experiences. And so I wanted to I read a scripture verse about Jacob and Esau, and I thought about how I wanted to show two brothers who, one really appreciated his gift and his calling or his birthright, if you will, and another brother who utilized it but didn't really, you know, appreciate it, and he didn't take it as seriously. And so the story idea started with the two brothers, with Jacob and Esau, but in the book they're Blaine and Camden. And the story grew out of that. And I said, oh, wouldn't it be great if their father, because in the Bible story, the father has a favorite, the mother has a favorite. And so that's where the title came from, The Favorite Son. And so I asked myself a lot of questions while I'm writing the outline. What if this happened? And then what if, you know, he dated a girl for 10 years and didn't marry her? And what if, you know, they get a record deal, but they're on the verge of something else? And so I asked myself these questions. And when I get halfway through the book, like, there's a moment where, you know, you're plodding along, and there's a moment where it all just comes together. And so that happened about midway through The Favorite Son, and it was just gravy the rest of the way. One of the more controversial topics that I'm talking about in the book is a lot of Christians' attitude toward giving at church, and how, you know, if you give a certain amount, that God is going to pay you back dividends, like it's the stock market, or I call it the Santa Claus syndrome, that God is like the Santa Claus, and if you go up here and you lay out, you know, a certain amount in tithing and offering, then there's going to be some type of monetary reward. And, you know, I've seen people giving and giving for years and feeling like they're faithful, and then if they don't see that monetary reward, sometimes they feel a little bit grieved in their spirit, and they feel like maybe they don't have enough faith, or maybe God loves them less than the next person. And that hurts my heart when people feel like that, you know.
Right.
So I really felt motivated to write about that, and to write about a pastor who plays on people's emotions instead of being a true man of God. And typically, I like to present pastors and preachers who are great. Like, I rarely touch on, you know, ministers being that horrible, tawdry type.
Right.
Just because, you know, my husband is in ministry, and I know that there are great ministers and great men of God out there who are doing what they're called to.
Right.
But you can't ignore the fact that there are some out there who are fleecing the flock. And so I wanted to address it. And
yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think, you know, if anyone can do it well, it is an author like yourself, Tiffany, because of, again, as I mentioned earlier about the track record. But not only that, people know when they read your books, they know that you're not just making this stuff up, in the sense that we know what's going on. We hear about these things happening. So it's great that we have a work of fiction to be able to talk about the truth that is in the world. And I think that is the great thing about it. I want to also bring up something about Camden, and I'm glad that you mentioned the names, because, you know, Camden, you know, it seems really interesting, you know, when it comes to the group and dealing with music. And I love the fact that you're always great with dialogue, Tiffany. That's definitely one of your gifts. And one of those lines that Camden says when talking about the group is, everyone has a voice, I'm not in control, God is. And I think so many times we forget that in all areas of our life, regardless of those that are, in as far as a shepherd or someone in leadership. Do you think that is also what has guided you in this journey, you know, that you've been on, that you realize that it's not about you? It really is the gift that God has given you.
It truly is. And, you know, I think sometimes you can get really puffed up when people are giving you accolades. And there are some things when I write it and I look back, I'm like, that had to be God. Like, I really have no frame of reference for this and be able to present it in a way where subject matter experts are like, you know, what type of research did you do for that? And I'm just like, I didn't do any research. And, you know, so that keeps me definitely grounded. Another thing is that I've never taken a writing class. Now, I don't recommend that. I actually recommend that people do take writing classes, and I actually have some workshops on my horizon. But I've never taken an official writing class, and that also keeps me very grounded. My first manuscript was a mess, and I know that it's been by the grace of God and many great mentors and editors that have helped me hone my craft to where it is. So there's no puffed up didn'tness over here. That's just a word I made up right there. You know.
Well, you know, I think that is it. And I think that is why, you know, people, again, gravitate to you. And not only in person, as you see, but also through social media. That's another way you're able to connect with your, you know, with your readers. You know, we call them fans here, but, you know, you may prefer to call them readers. But, you know, I think, you know, I think that is the interesting thing. So talk to us about that engagement of, as you, like you were already seeing today, interacting with them. What is it like for you to have these individuals responding to your work and giving you the you know, the deserved props for it?
You know, I'm one of those people who I don't care how many emails I get or how many, you know, posts I get. I will sit there for hours saying thank you to every single last person. Now, hopefully at some point in my career, I'll get to the point where I can't do it. But I'm not there yet, you know.
Gotcha.
And so I just feel very grateful for every single last person who, you know, puts my book cover up and says, you know, happy pub day. You don't have to do that. That's your page, you know.
Right.
You don't have to say anything about my book release. I'm just very appreciative of all of the support, and not just from readers, from my sister authors. I just joined up with 9 other authors, and we created a website called Black Christian Reads. And one of our main initiatives is to cross-promote one another, because we know that we have pockets of readers all over the country who maybe they've never heard of Tiffany L. Warren, but they've heard of Rhonda McKnight. So
right.
Rhonda's going to tell them about my new release, or, you know, Vanessa Miller. And it's just phenomenal, the support and sisterhood that we have. We're all on this journey together. And so I just feel very thankful for the support. It overwhelms me, the number of people that continue to, you know, I'm like, they're going to get tired of me at some point. They're going to say, I'm, you know, this child got a book coming out every 3 months. If it's not an e-book, she got to, you know. But there are some people who are just very consistent with being supporters, and I appreciate it, every single last drop of it.
Well, we appreciate you, Tiffany, and all that you have done, and not only, you know, being able to release great work, but also, of course, the care that you do it with. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're not one of those that just puts out something. Everything, you know, even you said about this book in the beginning of it, it seemed like this book took, you know, forever to come, you know, but we know it is your best. And I think that is what people, you know, like so much about you, that when Tiffany puts out a book, it's going to be the best book that it can be. And I think that's what people will be able to get with The Favorite Son. Again, everyone, The Favorite Son is out now. Make sure you guys get it wherever you buy your books, either your favorite bookstore. Of course, our partner is Amazon.com. So we definitely suggest that you guys get it from there, but you don't have to. You can always, of course, go to wherever you'd like to go, either your favorite online retailer or your favorite store as well. Tiffany, how can our listeners stay connected with you and be able to find out what's coming up next for you?
My website stays updated. It's www.tiffanylwarren.com. You can find me on www.blackchristianreads.com. I'm blogging once a month there, and you know, may even get to meet some new authors. I'm always on Facebook. You talked about my social media. I'm always on Facebook. So I have 2 Facebook pages, my Tiffany L. Warren and my author Tiffany L. Warren page, and I'm I'm there, and I love connecting with readers, and I want to hear from you. When you read the favorite song, I want it all. I want all the feedback. So that's how people can reach me.
Well, Tiffany, again, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. You're always welcome here, and, you know, would love to be able to stay connected with you throughout the year, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cyrus. I sure appreciate you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Again, everyone, Tiffany O'Warren has been our guest today. I want to thank our good friend, Lashira Lee, for setting up this conversation. Lashira, thank you again for another great conversation, and we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live for our radio audience at 94.1 FM here in my home state of Mississippi, as well as us joining us online. We're glad you guys could be with us. Now, if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Tiffany, don't worry. You guys can catch the replay if you're joining us online. The link is already available on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.